Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations. If you want to send me a topic request, you can with a small donation at the PayPal or Subscribestar links in the description. As for the topic, many newspapers are saying that Pamela Anderson just got divorced for a fourth time. But most people don't seem to realize she almost married a 76-year-old man back in 2020. The marriage certificate was filled out, but the marriage was quickly annulled. The man in question is John Peters, and he's worth $300 million. So hopefully one of his friends or family members talked some sense into him so he didn't pump that double D demon full of semen. Now that Pamela probably can't get a rich guy with high status her own age, she goes for those that are 20 years older than her. Looks like Anderson has graduated from gold digging with rock stars to geriatrics. Her first husband, Tommy Lee, she was with him from 1995 to 98, and they have two sons together. That was back in a time when rock stars were a big deal, in the 80s and 90s. They were very well paid, and Tommy Lee is worth $70 million today. It looks like with Pamela, hypergamy probably got the best of her. She got two sons out of the deal, plus I'm sure spousal support and child support money too, because she was worth a lot less even though she had those million-dollar breasts. Her second husband, Kid Rock, is worth $150 million today. She got pregnant with him probably to get an anchor baby to weigh him down financially, but she miscarried and 17 days later, she filed for divorce. I'm not saying that if she's Botoxed her lips like a duck and has round hips like a duck that she's a duck. Well, in this case, she's more like a monkey. Monkey branching from one man that's worth $70 million to one that's worth twice that. Her third husband, Rick Solomon, wasn't a rock star, and he was only worth $50 million. So he was certainly a step down for her. When her divorce from him was granted, she still collected $1 million settlement. With Kid Rock, neither of them got spousal support from each other, and with Tommy Lee, I couldn't find anything about that surprisingly. But it was probably something. Also, I find it ironic that the disgruntled laid-off electrician that stole the sex tape between Tommy Lee and Pamela made over $77 million from it. I guess the only thing that paid better than being an actress or a rock star in the 90s was the guy that stole the sex tape. They credit him revealing their intimate life as a partial reason they got divorced. So now that I've revealed the first three husbands and the fourth one that got annulled quickly, I'll discuss the most recent one, number 5. But before I do, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the Boob Watch Clown World show. Pamela seems to have been lucky enough to ride that same Boob Watch fame her entire adult existence. Her latest ex-husband is Dan Hayhurst, a nobody and her bodyguard. If she could sing and was black, then they could reenact scenes from The Bodyguard, with Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. Dan is also poor and younger than she is. So looks like at her ripe old age of 54, it might be starting to get hard to attract men and means to her. Dan is in his mid-40s, and they got married in December of 2020 during the pandemic, and they were probably bored and fooling around during lockdown in Canada together. I'm guessing the reason she married him was to make him feel like she was committing to him. He's the nobody that she was banging during the pandemic, and was most likely Mr. Right Now. Now that the pandemic is ending, maybe she's going to go out there and look for husband number 5 or 6, depending on who you believe with regards to that marriage to the 76-year-old geezer, if it was legit or not. But who wants a 54-year-old single mother that's been plowed more times by men's members than the roads of Toronto during the winter? Plus, a while back, she played the part of the victim on the Howard Stern show, claiming that she didn't expect to live longer than 10 to 15 years on account of her hepatitis C diagnosis because she used to share tattooing needles with one of her ex-husbands. But luckily, in 2015, she was cured of the condition. It's really sad to see a woman that many of us used to fap off to while she bounced on the beach in slow motion fail so badly at marriage and keep on trying. At least she has two sons that'll be there to give her some attention as she ages somewhat gracefully. She's also done some good activist work supporting the Yellow Vest protests in France, and is friends with Paul Watson of the Sea Shepherd. She's also virtue signaling by being a member of PETA, and also helping Bob Barker control the pet population, and rescue elephants. I don't see her going out and trying to cancel people like Joe Rogan, like we've seen so many celebrities try and do lately. She even defended Julian Assange, visited him in the embassy, and wanted him released. The only thing I don't agree with her on is endorsing the Green Party. But I was seduced by the empty promises of the Green Party too about 15 years ago. because I thought it was genuinely about trying to change things instead of just power. She's all about the environment and protecting animals, but the Green Party just wants power and flies around in private jets while poo-pooing oil and gas companies. How ironic. But her personal life is a wreck. Most of her marriages don't last longer than a year or two. She ends up leaving them. So either they just don't entertain her enough, or there's something wrong with her personality that she just isn't satisfied. Maybe the guys she goes for are bad boys that aren't used to having tons of sexual variety because they have groupies, because they were band members at one point. I don't know. But she still seems to suffer from the same syndrome that Marilyn Monroe and Elizabeth Taylor did, where they could never settle down with a single man for very long. At least her and Elizabeth Taylor had kids. Taylor had 7 husbands in total, and Monroe had gone through 3 before her untimely demise. She probably would have gone on to marry a Kennedy after supposedly banging a couple of them first. As for Anderson, I shared a link to the TV show The View in the description, where she defends Julian Assange as she's being brigaded by Whoopi Cushion and the other cougars for defending him. In 2020, her net worth was only $12 million. So now let's see which man she goes after next. You guys liked the Drew Barrymore video I put together, and hopefully the Amber Heard one possibly breaking up with Jason Momoa's marriage will also do well. As long as you guys keep watching these and I don't get a topic donation or suggestion, I'll keep making these sorts of videos. As for the rest of this video, I want to discuss how Pamela Anderson isn't the only one that's standing up against woke mobs on shows like The View. Sean Penn recently said that cowardly jeans lead men to wear skirts, and he's being criticized for saying the following, and I quote, "I'm in the club that believes that men in America and culture have become wildly feminized. I don't think that being a brute or having insensitivity or disrespect for women has anything to do with masculinity, or ever did. But I don't think that in order to be fair to women, we should become them. There are a lot of, I think, cowardly genes that lead to people surrendering their genes and putting on a skirt," he told the publication. Furthermore, he noted that women in his life don't seem bothered by the patriarchy, unquote. This is good to hear because I'm sure a lot of famous influencers believe the same things that he just said, but are afraid to say them out in public because of cancel culture. Just like in the UK, where one day there were lockdowns and vaxports, the very next day it was all cancelled. If you're old like me, then you remember the mid-90s, and there was actually a wave of political correctness that seemed to just vanish all of a sudden. What we're going through might just be seen in a similar fashion. People just might get sick and tired of COVID and demand the restrictions in the UK and other countries be lifted. The same I predict is going to happen to other countries, not only with the coup, but all the wokeness and gender bending. If you were around in the late 90s and early 2000s, gay pride parades were popping up all over the place, being sponsored by corporations, and they were getting tons of support from most people in society. Today they don't even get the same news coverage and interest because they aren't new, hip, and sporty anymore, as they once were. Back in the mid-90s, I knew guys that would go downtown on the weekends and go do something called gay bashing, beating up weak, effeminate men up near the gay village. 5 to 10 years later, those same guys that were violent towards queers were going to the parades and celebrating as if they believed in their cause their entire lives. Don't underestimate how quickly society can turn against people like Trudeau and Biden because of vaxports and masks, especially since most of the people that voted for them are now complaining about the high cost of housing and food. Pamela Anderson was also a gay icon for some reason back in the early 2000s and was fighting to help people with AIDS. Guys like Neil Young trying to pressure Spotify to get rid of Joe Rogan, only to watch things blow up in their face, overestimate their influence and reach. The podcasters are today's rock stars, and the age of the rock star is over. It's a battle between the boomer and the Gen Xer. What a world we're living in, where those that were once supposedly anti-establishment are for the establishment 50 years later. They're destroying their historic legacy and they don't even realize it yet. As for Anderson, I can't imagine what it's like being Herb's sons having a mom like that that had a so-called leaked sex tape released. Imagine how embarrassing it must have been growing up as both of them are in their early 20s right now. To know that all your friends are watching your dad make you with your mom on what appears to be a boat in Lake Mead outside of Vegas. Can you imagine the gross temptation to check out your mother and father having sex because it's online? If you're probably saying to yourself, "There's no way I checked that out if that was my mom," you're lying to yourself. Because you'd actually keep hearing everyone talk about it around you, and it would be like you're the only person that didn't catch the first Matrix film original Star Wars trilogy when it came out. So you'd probably bring out the popcorn like a champ and watch your dad give it to your mom up her poop chute with morbid curiosity and disgust. Then imagine you're Pamela's kids and your mom has 4 other husbands and at least 1 boyfriend, a French soccer star, in there too. Not to mention that your dad is a rock star and you probably saw groupies coming and going, no pun intended, there as well. Not to mention all the nude photos from Playboy and other magazines. You'd be messed up and in trouble. But her sons look like they're enjoying the good life through her mom, so I might be wrong. As for the most recent breakup, why did it happen? Well, apparently COVID brought the two of them together, and COVID then drove them apart. One of Pamela's sons approves of the breakup because he says that he treated his mom like a dick. Maybe his mom treated him poorly first, and then he just transferred that negative emotion back onto her that he originally got from her. As for hitting the wall, she hit the wall a long time ago. But even in her mid-50s, she looks better than the average woman in her late 30s. So we at least have to give her 3 thumbs up for that. The 3rd thumb is in your trousers, in case you're wondering. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Pamela Anderson's sons smashed the play button on the video of their mom and dad making them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the image of David Hasselhoff giving it to Pamela Anderson on a nude California beach away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.